conclusion.
The remainder of this book is non-extant, but a possible summary has been composed using the surviving fragments, most of which derive from the quotations of various early writers who had this book still in their possession.
And Moses said to Yahshua, son of Nun,
"Let us go up into the mountain."
And when they had gone up, Moses saw the land of promise, and he said to him,
"Go down to the people and tell them that Moses is dead."
And Yahshua began to go down toward the people. But Moses came to the end of his life. When Moses died on the mountain, Samael, the slanderer, tried to bring his body down to the people so that they might make it a god. But Michael, the chief messenger, commanded by God, came with other messengers to take it in order to have it buried. But Samael would not allow him to remove the body to be buried. Wishing to deceive, he resisted him, and they argued. The slanderer said,
"The body is mine, for I am the master of material things."
And the messenger said,
"The Lord rebuke you, for by his Holy Spirit were we all created, and from the face of God, his Spirit went forth, and the universe was made."
The slanderer also said,
"God has lied by bringing Moses into the land which he swore he should not enter."
Michael answered and said,
"For the serpent which you inspired was the cause of the transgression of Adam and Eve."
The slanderer also slandered Moses, proclaiming,
"Moses is a murderer. He slew a man in Egypt and hid him in the sand."
And because of this, the slanderer would not allow him to receive the honorable burial. Michael, the chief messenger, did not tolerate the revilement against him. Yet, since he lacked authority, he dared not bring a reviling judgment against him. Instead, he declared to the slanderer,
"The Lord rebuke you, slanderer!"
Then Michael prayed to God, and the Lord, in answer, sent thunder and lightning out of the heavens. And so the slanderer, being defeated, suddenly took flight and disappeared. It seemed that, then, some cloud or shining light came upon the place, obscuring it and walling it off from the onlookers, so that they might not know the location of his grave. But Yahshua, son of Nun, saw this spectacle from above, when he, along with Caleb, was lifted up by an unseen power.
T-
two Moseses became visible. Indeed, one was alive in the unseen power, but the other was dead in the body. Indeed, the one went along with the messengers as their companion, where a new name was given to him in the heavens, Melki. But the other, by the command of God, was removed by the chief messenger Michael and committed to the earth, being honored with a burial in the ravines on the mountains, where Michael buried him with his own hands. And the messengers who had buried the body of Moses were not made unclean by touching the holy body. Instead, both Yahshua and Caleb did not behold this in the same way. Instead, indeed, one descended with greater speed, as if the weight he carried was greater, while the other, on descending after him, subsequently told of the glory which he had seen, since, being purer than the other, he was able to perceive more.